Okay, starting now. Hey guys, this is Four Player Anime Cast. Welcome to a surprise discussion of the ending of Working Season 3, and kind of we're gonna go over the franchise in general, but we're going to start off with the ending. The episode came out about a half a day ago, and then the translation came out a couple of hours ago, and then we just finished up, and then we're gonna talk about it. This is Spire, by the way. Spire's here. Very disappointed host right now. And here's Nier. You're
I'm also disappointed.
also very
I guess I'm
disappointed,
a
yes.
co-host today because it's
You're
just us two.
co-disappointed, I believe.
It's
I
just
believe.
us two today.
Yeah. You're co-disappointed with me. But yeah, what are your initial thoughts on, just the ending for right now?
Like flaccid, I think
Flaccid. My dick.
describes the ending pretty well because
Your
like nothing
boner shrunk. Is this how you go?
like nothing there's a lot leading up to the ending, like a lot of things happen.
Yeah, season three like has a lot of things, but that in itself is almost a crime, like to
Yeah,
me.
well, I'll touch on that later, but like
Yeah.
a lot of things happen up to this ending, and then the ending happens, and then it's like nothing. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, well, that's it, you know? Like,
The father cock block, dude. I was so mad.
there's no like,
Oh my
there's no
god.
actual like, because like, it ends on obviously Takanashi and Inami, like their little romance subplot, right?
Right.
And like, it kind of, sort of has a confession, but then it doesn't at all. And then it's like it like just pseudo assumes you know, but then it's like, and then it just ends, but like
It's like
nothing.
there will be a happy beginning, and you're like, oh, okay, but like, do
They
we
don't. They
really have to
don't.
watch like all of this just for this
They
ending?
don't really do anything. They just kind of like they like
Like,
fumble with each other's words for a scene and a half, and then it ends.
right. It's
Like
and
there's.
then and then they and then they do the thing with Poplar being the new chief, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of akin to what K-On! Did, where it's like they try to make it bigger. They're like, this is about the light music club, this is about the K-Ambu, this is not just about the people, try to make it bigger than it is. But
Yeah.
then it just it, that was also pretty flat in itself.
But it's. I feel like the thing with Popura was like better handled than
The other stuff.
the relationship thing, because it's like she actually. She's like, at first she's like, oh man, I'm so worried, I'm so worried. And then she gets, talked to, and then she gets a bit more confidence in herself, and then it kind of ends off in like, I'll do my best kind of thing. But then
Yeah,
with the
I'm
relationship,
sure, but I'll do my best. It's like, yeah, we
then
haven't
with
heard
the
this before.
relationship thing, it just like slaps its flaccid dick on your forehead, and it's like, there it is. Bye.
It resolved. Are you happy now? Oh man, that's for me. I think it was. I mean, I agree very much with you, but I'm very much angry. I was gonna. Nier's experience, by the way, Nier's experience with this franchise is just limited to the anime, but he kind of knows the general kind of backbone of the manga since I talked it over with him. I started with the anime, I watched two seasons, and then I went back to the manga or the Yonkoma, Fourkoma, or four comic strip original, and then I stopped until season three. I went back to season three. So that's my history and Nier's history with it, but it's just so frustrating. I mean, the worst part is that this season, like, you could see how much hurriedness, you could see how much kind of, jam-packed stuff, so the lack of pacing there was. Because in, like, episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on, like, in the middle part, like, what they did was they started, progressing the relationship, and then it concluded and on a cliffhanger. And then in the next episode, they started another relationship because they needed to, progress that. But while they were progressing that relationship, those characters kind of make side comments about the other relationship that was going on just because they need to progress both relationships at the same time in order to conclude the anime. And this sort of thing is just like it was so obvious. It was so obvious that they wouldn't have enough for this, or they wouldn't have enough anime episodes for this, but they tried to push it through anyways, and that was so disappointing.
The feeling I had when I was like going through the last like five episodes maybe was I was like, I've never felt like something's been so rushed, but been going so
So
slowly
slow, yeah.
at the
Everything else is
same
so slow.
time.
Yeah.
It's like you can feel how much they're trying to push this, like how
It's like a
hard they're just like.
hyperactive snail. It's like you know the snail itself can't go that fast, but it's trying so hard. It's trying so hard.
It's like we need to end this. Go, go. But then it's like
The interactions.
it's so slow.
It's so slow. The interactions fuck themselves. The interactions fuck themselves. It was so bad.
It's like the anime is like screaming at itself, like you need to develop these relationships. But then the characters are just like, yeah, I
But I'm
kind of.
androphobic. Oh, I hate males.
It's like
Oh.
holy shit.
So bad.
I've never experienced something like this in
Oh my
the end
God.
of an anime.
Would you, so I'm gonna kind of like quickly switch over because so what'd you think about kind of the franchise in general, how it kind of ended up, how it kind of started, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, it started fine, right? Like
Yeah, it has a decent premise.
a
It has decent
basic
characters.
comedy
Yeah.
series with
Yeah.
decent characters and like perfectly fine interactions, but then I think we talked about this when I first brought it up on the main podcast, but then it started doing these like hinting at these relationships, right? And
Yeah.
then I think as soon as it did that, it kind of just like it doomed itself
You
basically.
think the in relationships had an inherent problem with themselves?
I don't
Like with
think.
it because of how the series is.
Maybe because like I think it was trying to keep the comedy like center focused, and then it definitely was trying to keep these relationship things on like a back burner, like it's just like another layer to the comedy, and it didn't really want to have to do anything with them. But then once it started to get to the end, it's like, oh crap, we have to actually do something with this,
Oh
right?
shit, we have to tie these
And then it's
knots.
like, well, just push it, just go. And then it's like, well, and then you get a flaccid ending like we got, and it's just like it's just not
It's
satisfying in
just not,
any way.
yeah. I think I would have maybe said like I think it's slightly different, or in my opinion, I think the relationship in themselves aren't that bad. Like they're normal relationships. They can be resolved within a four coma. They can be along with a comedic, humor. They can go along. That's fine. But the way the pacing was done, the way the interactions were so forced to kind of delay the series, to kind of say, oh, wait, this isn't the time yet. We need to kind of, add more humor or add more filler later. We need to do more of this. We need to make it slow because, that's how life is. Life is slow. But these very artificial kind of delays in pacing just really fucked them. Just really fucked them. And it's so frustrating because this is a perfect example. I mean, again, as we said, it has a decent character, or it has decent characters. Interaction, character interactions that aren't relevant to moving the story, they're perfectly fine. Like if you just look at kind of like the humor related interactions, they're
Yeah, I mean,
fine. Yeah.
it's a funny
Yeah, it's
show. It's a
funny
funny
episodically.
series.
Yeah, it's funny. And the premise isn't bad. None of what they do is super weird, except for, again, what progresses the plot. But the pacing is just so abominably, so disgustingly, so unspeakably bad, so bad that it just completely, like, you cannot give this anime anything better than, like, or this franchise anything better than like an okay series. And that's mainly because the humor is carrying it. Like,
Yeah.
it's just so like, and again, the way it just like started overlapping in the last season, and then what you said about the ending, like how it was very like underwhelming. I think the Sato Yachiyo thing was done very nicely, but then it
Yeah,
just, yeah.
Yachiya's relationship is like it ends fine, honestly. Like it's resolved, and then it has a little bit of like we're going our own way thing, and then it's like
Yeah.
there it is.
It's bittersweet too, and that's fine, yeah.
But then you have Inami and Takanashi's, and it's just like, well, we're kind of maybe sort of going out, but we're not really. but we are, and done.
I think some people to play the devil's advocate would be like, well, resolution doesn't need to be, everybody riding into the sunset happy, but that's not the point. Like, if you're talking about it in like a higher level, what a good resolution needs to be is A, it needs to be justified, like well justified, and like there's all those things like novelty factor, whatever. And I would say that Inami and Takanashi's ending is not very well justified, not in that, they shouldn't get together. Of course they should get together, but at the pace they get together, knowing, how these characters are relatively normal people, they're not like super like, oh, we're never going to get together, or I will never pursue relationships or whatever. But the way these perfectly or relatively normal people like took, what is it, like 214, 220 chapters of manga and like 2.5 seasons of anime to get together, that's just ridiculous. That's unjustifiable. And I think, a good resolution also relies on, the rest of the series, not just, oh, it now it's happy, now it's good, and everything is fine. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's been, I wouldn't say a wild ride, but it's been something. It's been a
It's
crash.
been a ride.
It's been a ride. It's like riding the bumper cars and expecting to have a fun time, and then you find out that everything is like going at like -1 miles per hour. I mean,
Like
yeah,
you
continue.
talk about the weird, like, forced stops in the pacing, right? And I think the reason it's so, this third season is so, like, feels so rushed, but at the same time, like, agonizingly slow, is because of it's rushing, but it's still doing those, like, forced stops.
Yeah, because those are now natural, quote unquote, to the characters and what they do. It's their shtick. So they have to do that, but then they were like, oh no. They're like, oh, there's 6 episodes left.
Because,
Oh my
like,
God.
honestly, when it was like I was watching, like, I watched like the last four episodes today, right? And I'm like 2 episodes from the end, and like Takanashi and Inami haven't gotten together yet, and I'm like, what is happening? There's only two episodes left. What are you doing? And then on like and then on like this the third last episode, he asks her on a date. And then the second last episode is like her flipping her shit about the date for like the entire thing, right?
Which has already happened like a billion
Multiple
times.
times. And then the very last episode, they go on the date, but they don't really confess to each other, and they actually go home
It's
separately,
mainly, yeah,
and
it's
nothing
mainly the,
actually happens. It's
yeah,
more
it's
like,
mainly the resolution with a dad and less the resolution with the relationship.
yeah, it's like, well, I guess my dad gives us the go ahead, and then Takanashi's like, whoa, wait a minute, slow down, I'm going home. And
But see
then
you
it
next time.
ends.
But see you next time.
It's like they were like, okay, let's set up the confession, and then they were like, guys, we're out of episodes. They're like, oh shit, well, that's it, I guess.
Oh my God, I wanna die. But yeah, it's a mess. But I guess if you had to kind of give working kind of parting thoughts, last prayers before we kind of bury this, what would you say?
Get your flaccid dick off my forehead, please.
It's I haven't been this kind of frustrated at a series pacing since I think
It's
really, yeah.
really, like, just disappointing, to be honest. Especially with Yachio and Sato's relationship being done, like, honestly, perfectly fine. With how long it took, I mean, how long it took is, like, gross, right? It really shouldn't have taken that long, but like it ended like perfectly fine.
When it ends and you're like, you see the personalities interacting normally outside of this strained delay,
Yeah,
it's fine.
it's nice. It's actually like it's really it's a sweet interaction, and it's heartwarming, and it's like, wow, finally, nice, awesome, good job.
I wish this was a normal speed of the series.
Very nice, you know?
Yeah.
Clap your hands, give a little golf clap.
Yeah.
And then this other relationship ends, but it doesn't actually end, and it's just like, well, bye. It's just so disappointing and so frustrating.
It's ultimately just, I mean, the only time I've really seen this discrepancy is like when thinking about stuff like Hayate no Gotoku and like, you know, shoujo manga. But even with shoujo manga, like I can really kind of see it coming from a mile away just because of how it's like made, just because of the context of the series or context of the genre, so on and so forth. Hayate no Gotoku, even that, I just kind of gave up on because the characters kind of became flat after a while. But it's really... maybe I could have forgiven it if it was like audio visuals were great, like Guilty Crown, but like everything else was like bad. Like that I could have just tossed it aside. But for a series such as this, where, you know, like most of the story elements are good, but like, it just got ruined by the pacing. Like, what can I say? Oh, well. But yeah, I mean, that was just, you know, that I just wanted to do a quick cast again because we just want to kind of ruminate over the end of working. But yeah, this is just like a short cast. But again, thank you for joining us, especially Nier. Thanks for agreeing to do this cast with me.
Yeah.
But I know you also kind of rushed through this disappointment, but...
well, I didn't rush as much as the series did, so there's
that.
Oh,
wow. But yeah, hey. again, thanks for joining us again for more content on anime reviews and much more, anime reviews, interviews, streams. Please join us on 4Player Anime Cast on our YouTube channel, on our Twitch stream at 4Player Anime Cast with the number 4, and join us on our social media on Facebook and Twitter. But yeah, until then, see you next time.
Bye bye. All right. Is that